We should be recording at this point in time. So what I'm going to start to do while you are signing that is to say that this is May the 9th, 2011. I'm at John Ferraro's home at 568 Taylor Avenue in Elmhurst, Illinois. And we're going to do an oral history interview of John Ferraro. And so with that taken care of, I think we can start. And did you want to say something before we really get into it?
Well, presumably we're going to go over this list here that you provided.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm all ready to go. It's the first indication is the childhood,
mm-hmm.
parents, and education.
Can you speak up a little bit more?
Louder?
Yeah.
You want me to repeat that?
Yeah, I want to go ahead and repeat that. Let's do some.
Yeah, the first thing on the list here is childhood and parents and their education.
Yeah.
I was born January 27, 1918,
mm-hmm.
in Chicago.
Okay.
Of immigrant parents from Italy. Actually, I was born on 721 South State Street, which is very interesting because it's the great street of Chicago.
Right.
And only about a block away from where the elevator turns around.
Uh-huh.
So we lived in a tenement building, and three stories, and we were in a community which I think was probably the first settlement of Italian immigrants in Chicago. Most people hear of Taylor Street, but Taylor Street came later. This was the central part was Polk and Dearborn, and it was a three-story. We lived on the third floor.
That's a P-O-L-K?
P-O-L-K,
yeah.
Right. And the interesting part about that, that we had a central church, which you might expect because the immigrants from Italy were Italian, were Catholic, excuse me, and they had a little grocery store where they could buy their salami or what have you. And my first 6 years were in that neighborhood. My grandfather, who had come here with his two boys, my father being one of the boys, who was 10 years old when they came here, used to take me to school when I started school. And I went to Old St. Peter's. They call it Old St. Peter's. It was demolished. And I spent kindergarten there and first grade. And it was a small school. All grades were in one room, one classroom. And we're talking about 1905, 1906 now. My grandfather...
06. But that was before you were born in 1918.
Yeah, I was born in 1918.
Okay, but so the school was there, had been there from
before.
Not
yeah.
before. Okay.
I was just
going to
point out
okay.
that my grandfather and his two boys came here in 1900, so that's a long time ago.
What part of Italy did they come from?
Sicily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Sicily is fairly sized. Is it from Agrigento or Palermo or?
Well, right in the center, it's a little town which is called Calasciabetta. Actually. It's in the center, precise center of Sicily.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh, very good.
And that's a history that I wrote for my family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I was there for 2 years, and, you know, being a religious family, I became altar boy as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then we left, and we moved west to about... I would say about 3 miles west. And then from there on for a long while, we rented flat to flat to flat. And I went to a grammar school, which was called King Grammar School. It was on Harrison Street and Western Avenue in that vicinity. And then from there, I went to Manly Junior High, and which was a little further west. And then ended up at Crane Tech Technical School, and at that time it was all boys, and got my my diploma in 1935.
So let me get a little bit more information before we go forward.
Yeah.
One is the name of your mom and dad.
Yes, my mother's name was Jenny. Actually, in Italian, Giovanna, and my father was Carmelo, but he changed it to Charles.
Uh-huh.
Now, they didn't know each other until they met here. The two families did. The two grandparents of mine knew each other, and it was a planned marriage.
Oh, okay.
And my mother was only 16 when she married my father.
Mm.
But they lived and worked together for 62 years, so I guess it worked out all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes these things work out.
What kind of work did your dad do?
All right. When my end of the family, with my grandfather and two boys, they came by ship, of course, and they landed in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
So that was a different place. But this is 1900, you understand. Mm-hmm. And all of the ports were active at that time to take immigrants. And later on, of course, it was Ellis Island. But he got off the ship and didn't know the language, no money. And somebody came to him and said, "Do you want a job?" He said, "Yeah, I need a job." So he says, "Well, get on that vehicle over there." It was a truck. And took him out in the country at a sugar field. So where he worked sundown for 35 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this directly from him, so it's true.
Yeah.
It's not anything that's conceived. And the boys, of course, this is located maybe 30, 40 miles away from any large civilization, the farm, and they couldn't go to school.
Uh-huh.
Too far away. So they were the water boys because it was awfully hot and provided water for all the workers. And they must have worked out there for about 3 years, and then they decided that they were going to come to Chicago because they heard Chicago was a good place for work, in which they did. And that part I'm not sure whether they flipped on a train, a boxcar, or whether they saved their pennies and made it on the train legally. So anyway, they got to Chicago, and the work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the West was building up at that time. I would say that this has got to be about 1905,
mm-hmm.
approximately. And they were building the railroads to the West, and the Chinese were building the railroads to the East, and they were going to meet somewhere in there. Anyway, this is what they did. They worked on the railroad, laborers,
mm-hmm.
more or less. And when that ran out, they came back to Chicago, and I would say that this is about maybe 1910. And my father, of course, I estimate he must have had about 3 years education in Italy, and that's about all. Spoke with an accent. My mother, of course, came here when she was five, and did have some education here to 12, and so she spoke with no accent.
So when did your dad come to America? What age was he?
Ten.
Okay.
Yeah. My mother was five, and from there they. Father went to work for a machine shop, learned a trade. He became tool and die maker, and the uncle, of course, was in the machine shop too, and he became a screw machine operator. So they had trades,
mm-hmm.
built trades in the course of time, and we're talking now about, 1916, 1917, 1918. And the planned marriage, and they were married, and a year later I came, and I always look at myself as a World War I baby. I was born in January, and then, of course, the armistice was signed later that year in November.
Both of your parents, did they become citizens eventually?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So was that done fairly early in their time here?
Quite early, yeah, right. As a matter of fact, my father, during World War II, got an award from the government. Forget the name of the department. I think it was the Department of not Interior. It was the Department of War.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. I don't know whether they called it Department of War at that time.
I think maybe they did.
Yeah. They got an award because of some of the work he was doing for, mm-hmm. for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to stop here just a second. I want to take a sound check and make sure that we're getting
the sound right.
Getting plenty of stuff, getting it down, because we don't want to go too far and find out.